Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Emma Mott, Bega, New South Wales.
Most city people presume all small country towns are the same, but I can tell you that's definitely not true. My home is on the south coast of New South Wales, where the teenage population consists of cool kids and surfers. That's not me, and most of the time, I feel like I don't belong. Don't get me wrong, it's a great place to live, and I like exploring for hidden spots amongst the rivers and old mines in the bush. I also enjoy investigating the history of the area. But I love all things country. In my town, cowboy boots and jeans aren't a popular style, and country music is nowhere near cool. My friends have absolutely no idea what a B&S ball is. They think that country music is a banjo and harmonica. But for 2 days every year, I get to feel the dust, wear my boots, watch the utes, and listen to loud music and even louder car engines. I feel normal, accepted, maybe a little bit bogan, but importantly, I feel like I belong. And for the record, there's nothing wrong with being a little bogan. Once a year, out on the plains, I walk with 20,000 people through the gates of the annual Deniliquin Ute Muster. Denny is nothing like my town, and I've waited all year to come back, to make the 8-hour drive across the snowy mountains and dry plains. Burning campfires and swags are rolled out all over the place, even the occasional couch on the back of a ute. I never miss the circle work exhibitions. There's just something about utes flying around in circles, mud flying everywhere, and people yelling that really builds the atmosphere. I can't explain why, but just trust me. Bumping into strangers and having a conversation as if you've known them for more than just a few seconds, and making friends for a lifetime. I feel like each person shares a common interest with me. But by Sunday morning, it's time to start the journey back home, back to reality. The atmosphere, the people, the dust and noise makes a long trip worth it. It makes spending the next 365 days in a place where you don't quite fit worthwhile.
Haywire.